This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ross Neer. He is the GM and Vice President of Flight Prep. And Flight Prep, as you may have been reading, obtained a patent for online flight planning. And not too many people paid much attention to that initially, but it's gathered some attention now that Flight Prep is enforcing the patent. Ross, can you just fill us in on the process of obtaining the patent and the rationale for obtaining it?
Yeah, thank you, Russ. The online flight planner patent was filed in 2001. It was finally awarded in 2009. It went through many years of vetting and examination by the U.S. Patent Office. Last week, we issued a statement that said that we fully intend to work with the aviation community. We've done so already. We've got licensees that can use our patented technology as part of their website, and that's successful today.
Well, how can you patent something like online flight planning? It's practically universal in the aviation world. Everybody does it. There's lots of free sites out there that do it. Mm-hmm. There are lots of very expensive sites out there that do it. Were you just the first ones to think of patenting it?
Well, according to the patent office, that is correct. That in 2001, that was the case, that we launched that in August of 2001, and that's when we filed for the patent technology.
Now, I'm not a patent lawyer either, and I realize that you aren't, but when something becomes as ubiquitous as online flight planning, isn't it kind of hard to enforce the patent? Doesn't the patent become kind of superfluous, like in society?
Well, the online flight planner patent is very specific, and the how it works, why it works, and things like that are all actually written down in the patent. I invite you or anyone that listens to this to go out and actually read it. I know that in looking through some of the AOPA forums that's exactly what some comments and posts did, that they went and read that. And there's more than just a line on a map. There's more to just say online flight planning. It's a very specific patent, and I invite you to read it as well. But as you said, I'm not a patent attorney, so go out, read it, and educate yourself and everyone else out there. Educate yourself on what it actually is.
Well, I have tried to read it, but I confess that I don't understand the intricacies of it. Can you just boil it down to the nugget that is your patent? What is it that you're patenting?
Well, it's already patented. The online flight planner, and it's just right out of that first paragraph that summarizes what it is. And don't have it in front of me, and I'm not going to grab it and read it, but that's exactly what the online planner is. It wasn't filed for in 2005 or 2009. It was filed in 2001.
Let's talk about the people that have joined you in as licensees. How much do they have to pay you to use the technology that you've patented?
Well, any licensees that we have worked out a very simple and modest license structure that really didn't have to interrupt their service to their customers or make any major changes to their website. How much that cost, or even if it actually cost any money at all, is all covered under a confidential agreement for that specific licensee. Obviously, the licensee that we have in business now was not put out business, and as I said, it was a very simple and modest license structure with the full intent to keep that business and that website going. And I'm really happy with the way that it went.
And that was Sky Vectors.
That's correct.
All right. On the other side, what Dave Parsons from Runway Finder has shared with people through his blog is that there was fairly aggressive action taken against him, and the losses mentioned by your patent attorney or your lawyer were in the millions of dollars per month range. How do you reconcile that you're losing $3.5 million a month through a...
Well, let me give you a little bit of history on that and talk about a few things regarding Runway Finder. After receiving our online planner patent, Flight Prep did attempt to contact Runway Finder twice, and of course was shunned both times. We never received a response. Due to not receiving a reply, Flight Prep used the only legal manner that is available to us, and a lawsuit was filed in Oregon District Court. After the lawsuit was filed, we were finally contacted. I didn't want to file a lawsuit, but that was the only vehicle we had left to actually get contact and start a negotiation process with Runway Finder. On that, Flight Prep never demanded that RunwayFinder.com remove their website or go offline. Removal of the website does not change the lawsuit, and the decision to stay online or remove a website is completely up to Runway Finder. We've actually asked Runway Finder to leave up their site, and we really want to work with them. After Minister Parsons' notice to remove the website this past Friday came and went, I personally let him know I was very happy, decided to leave up the site, and pointed out many concerned pilots that emailed or called that his site was stuck. And today, of course, I still hope that the site stays up and the aviation community has access to it. And you talked about his blog. The Runway Finder is an LLC, and it is a for-profit company in the state of Washington. That's not an opinion, that's actually a fact, and anyone can look it up. I also verbally asked Mr. Parsons if he was a non-profit, and he said no. If he does not make any money, as he claims in his blog, there are, of course, other ways to supply Runway Finder a license for our technology. I've discussed, and we've discussed, ways to license our technology that do not cost Runway Finder a thing. On that, if those are the truthful points, there obviously need to be some verification. But we would work out something that benefits all parties and avoids any shutdowns of websites or anything else like that. We've made that proposal to Runway Finder, both verbally and via email.
There are dozens of services that provide the sort of service that seems to be covered by your patent, and some of them are very large and very powerful. Are you going after all of them?
There's no reason that, and as I first said there, that we're trying to pick on anyone here. There's a website out there that, according to a lawsuit, that unfortunately a lawsuit had to be filed, we believe is infringing on our patent technology. If it's a single guy that doesn't make any money on that website, he most likely will get a license for no money at all. If there's other sites that, you know, I can't speak to any other ones, but I don't want to go out and sue anyone. I mean, going through the lawsuit process is expensive regardless of which end of it you're on. And I want to work with the aviation community, just as you had read in our statement on Thursday, Friday. And with SkyVector as an example, we don't have to file a lawsuit to be able to work with people that provide online flight planning.
But it seems to me that the tipping point for you on whether or not you get paid is whether or not they make money off the service. And companies like Jeppesen, AOPA, very large, very powerful entities that are doing similar things to Runway Finder, can they expect a letter from you?
We've contacted a number of other services in the industry. We've received a number of replies from other services in the industry, and we look forward to working with those other services in the industry, who they specifically are, what we're saying to them, or anything like that. I don't have any of those details for you today. But as I said earlier, that we're looking forward to working with anybody and everybody in the online flight planning community, and we're really not aiming towards taking down anybody's website or demanding some type of unreasonable fee for our technology. And we've got examples of that out there already today.
Well, Sky Vectors, you've got one example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, someone is going to challenge this patent. How solid do you think it is?
You know, on the patent side, again, I'm not a patent attorney. I'm a pilot. I believe you are as well.
Okay, Ross, what message do you have to pilots who may be concerned that the services that they're using for flight planning will go away because of this patent? What's your wish for them?
Well, my wish for them is to ask questions, is to absolutely ask questions. We've received emails, we've received phone calls, Twitter responses, other things like that, and people asking questions, and in some cases, unfortunately, making statements with only half of a story. And they call us, they talk to us, and these same details I've shared with a number of people that have called and spoken with me personally. Mentioned earlier, we didn't want to sue anyone, but if you never get a reply, that's the only tool for a business to use to actually get a response. I still want to negotiate a license deal with Runway Finder. Looking forward to doing that. We absolutely not wish for their site to go offline. As we stated last week, our goal in obtaining a patent for our online flight planner was to promote the online planner technology and make it available to others through these mutually beneficial transactions. We have other licensees. We've talked about that already. They didn't have to interrupt any of their service or make any big changes. We hope that'll be the final result with Runway Finder as well, and really look forward to ensuring that every concerned pilot out there has a chance to do online planning. We're not trying to take that away.
Well, thanks very much for spending some time with us today, Ross. Mm-hmm. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.